Hello and welcome to Rupali Shukla Podcast, a place where you get the opportunity to grow, give and get every single day. How to stop comparing your life with others? You might be one of those people who compare your life with others. You keep on comparing your life, the lifestyle, the money, the number of subscribers, the height, the weight, the physique, the marks, and the list goes on. You can compare your life with others with any respect or in any aspect. And we keep on doing this comparison subconsciously. So how to stop comparing yourself with others? There is a theory in psychology called social comparison theory. And according to this theory, a person decides his or her self-worth on the basis of comparison. The person will compare and put himself or herself either below or above to the one with whom you are comparing. So what is the problem in comparison? What happens is we keep on comparing our life subconsciously, right? So in this particular episode, I'm going to tell you how you can stop wasting your time and energy in comparing your life with others. So first of all, what you have to do is awareness. This is very important. You have to make yourself aware of the fact that yes, you are comparing your life with others. Some of you will just simply deny this fact that no, I don't compare my life with others. No, I don't do it at all. I just live my life. I just do things in the way I love doing. But let me tell you, subconsciously, we all compare at times. And it's perfect. It's okay. It has nothing bad in it, okay? We compare. So, first of all, you have to make yourself aware if you are comparing your life. So, bring that awareness in yourself that, yes, I am doing this thing. And because of this, I'm wasting my precious time and my energy. Instead of comparing and wasting my time and energy, I can utilize this time, right? So the very first step is to make yourself aware. Once you are aware of the fact that yes, I am doing these things, now you will think about what are the ways to stop doing it or what I can do about it, right? So if you are having any kind of comparison thinking or feeling, if you are having some kind of jealousy, so this podcast is going to be very helpful for you. So now comes the second step. What you have to do? First of all, make yourself aware, right? Once you are aware that yes, you are comparing, now comes the second step. That is, stop yourself. I know it is very easy to say two words, that is, stop yourself from comparing. What you have to do in this particular step, you have to bring in notice or tell or say to yourself that you have to stop wasting your time, wasting your energy in comparison. Okay, there are n number of ways to do so, and it is not a very bad thing that has happened to you. Okay, you don't have to feel guilty about comparing your life. Okay, once you are having the feeling of awareness that yes, I'm comparing my life, now comes the second, that is, stop yourself. Now you have to not feel bad about having these feelings. Okay, so you can talk to the self-talk will help you. In this way, you can stop this feeling of comparison. You don't have to criticize yourself. Okay, don't criticize that I have been doing this so long, how I can be so bad. And don't feel like killing off the albatross, right? Don't get into that feeling of remorse or feeling of guilt, okay? Don't be that. Now comes the third step that is really important that will help you to stop comparing your life. That is, count your blessings. How you have to count your blessings are like, everyone is blessed in their own way. Nobody is having everything in their life. That is a fact. And there is no one who is having nothing in their life. Okay? If you are saying that I don't have anything in my life, I don't have any blessings in my life, then there is a problem in your perception. Your vision, your perception is having a very negative effect on you. And because of this, your whole personality, your entire personality is going to be changed or going to a downfall, right? So you have to count your blessings. The things which you already have in your life, you should be grateful for these things, okay? You should be grateful, you should be happy for the people you are having in your life. Your friends, your family members, and whatever they are doing for you, they are doing out of their love, right? So you should be, first of all, blessed. Have a feeling of gratefulness in you, okay? The gratitude is the best feeling, I would say. When you are having the feeling of gratitude, no negative feeling will be there in your head, in your heart. Okay? So, you have to count your blessings. Whatever blessings you are having, just count and make a list. You can make a list, okay? And if you are able to make a lengthy and long list, that is going to be the best. Now comes the fourth step, that is, it's okay to be imperfect. You know, what happened with all of us is, we chase perfection. We are knowing this, that everyone is imperfect. But what happened is, when we are imperfect, we feel very bad. Some of us feel very bad. I'm not saying that all of us feel very bad. But there are people, they want everything to be the perfect. I have seen people that they say, I am making a great plan. I am having a plan that is going to make this come true. It is going to make this come true. They are having so much great, big, big plans. They are called the perfect planners. And they are not executing even 1% of what they are saying. Right? So it's okay to be imperfect. Nobody is perfect. For example, if we say that Mr. Aamir Khan, the actor of Bollywood industry, he is given the title of Mr. Perfectionist. But let me tell you, he is also not a perfectionist in everything, right? He is also having some things missing. Some things he is very good in it. There are certain things, if you talk about, there will be things he is not having or he is not very perfect in it. Okay, so nobody is perfect and you have to make yourself okay with that. It's okay to be imperfect. Now comes the next step is, this is very important for some of us. Don't bring down others. Don't knock down others. What happens is when people are comparing their life, when they don't have things to be proud of, when they are not feeling good from inside, what they do is, they just criticize others' work. They just make hateful comments. Whatever the hateful comments when you are seeing in a content creator's comment section, just understand that person is having some issues, internal issues in themselves. This happened, I have seen. And don't do this. If you are doing this, you have to stop doing it. If you really wanted to stop comparing your life with others, and if you are side by you are bringing, knocking down others, then this is not gonna work. So you have to stop this habit of knocking down others. Whatever they are doing, you have to praise it, appreciate it. And if you can't appreciate that effort, you should not make them knock down. Don't knock down them, okay? Don't say that you are not doing good enough, you don't have the intellect, you don't have the money, you don't have the power, you don't have this, you don't have the resources. Don't say these things. They might hurt that fellow. You are doing good, that's okay. I am happy for you. But if you are saying that the other fellow is at bad position, not a good person, having nothing in their life, then sorry to say, but I have lost the respect for you then. Okay? So you have to stop doing it. Don't bring down others. Don't knock down others. Okay? This is really important. And now comes the final step. You can take it as a bonus tip or as the final technique or way or step to stop comparing your life. It is, enjoy the journey. Life is a journey. We all know it is not a destination. We all are chasing certain goals. We all are chasing certain things. We all have certain targets. And in this target, in this rush, in this moment, We just forget to enjoy the life and enjoy the journey. Whatever career you are choosing, whatever field you are into, whether you are an actor, whether you are a dancer, whether you are a singer, whatever you are doing, whether you are a programmer, whether you are anything, whether you are running a business, whether you are a student, whatever your journey is all about, enjoy that journey. Your time will come. Keep on doing, keep learning, keep improving, keep putting efforts, do good things for others, help them, and enjoy this journey, because life is a one-time gift from God and you have to enjoy this journey. That's it. And when you will enjoy the journey, you will count your blessing. You will be okay being imperfect. You will not knock down others. And you will be stop comparing your life with others. That's it. I hope this episode bring some kind of value, some kind of good things in your life. And if you feel that this was helpful to you, please do share with one of your friend. As I always ask in my episode, that this is the feast which I always ask from my listeners. So do share with others if you are liking my Rupali Shukla podcast. So please do share with one friend at least. And you are free to DM me on Instagram. That is @ROOPALI_SHUKLA. Thank you for listening. And we will be back with another episode very soon.